हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। So in this Panchadashi, first chapter entitled as Tattviveka Prakaranam, we have seen up to the 40th verse. And here, Vidyaranya Swami presents the teaching that how Atma is our Brahma Chaitanyam, Brahma. The absolute reality is distinguished through the Panchakosha Prakriya and using Anvaya Vyatireka method called Anuvritti Vyavritti Nyaya. And that which is non-negatable in all three periods of time, Trikala Abhaditam alone, Trishu Kaleshu Abhaditam Eva Satyam. That which is not negated in all three periods of time is Satyam. So that which is not negated in all three periods of time means that which is free from very time limitation. Because the very time factor itself is as a beginning and an end. Time factor itself is relative. Therefore, that which is the very truth of the time is free from time limitation. Therefore, it is beginningless, endless, and changeless. And that beginningless, endless, changeless reality alone is what? Eternal Nityaha. Atma, Nityam Brahma. And because it is beginningless, it has no cause also. It is the absolute. Causeless, uncaused, therefore it's absolute, ultimate, and it is beginningless, therefore it's timeless, therefore it is the Satyam. And the Satyatvam of the Atma, the absolute reality Brahman, is nothing but the self of our individual. Therefore, Brahman has to be arrived at Brahma Prapatti, attainment of Brahman only in terms of knowledge of the self. Therefore, self has to be distinguished from the non-self. And every individual being the constitute, is a composite of all Anatma and Atma. So, self has to be distinguished from the Anatma. And this Anatma is personal as three bodies. Sthula, Sukshma, Karna, Sharirani. And these three bodies can be otherwise called Panchakoshaha. Whether you call three bodies or Panchakoshaha. Sharira Trayam, Trini Sharirani, Trayaha Dehaha or Panchakoshaha mean the same. Three bodies, Annamaya, Sthula Shariram is Annamaya Koshaha and Karna Shariram is Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya Koshaha. And the Sukshma Shariram can be divided into three koshas. even though three koshas, the difference is only in their condition, only in their guna. Otherwise, the three sukshma shariram are divided into three koshas. Pranamayaha, manomayaha, vijnanamayaha. Three koshas are nothing but subtle body only. So when you distinguish the atma from three bodies, means we are distinguishing the atma from five koshas, five layers of personality. And here we'll see panchakosha. We are doing panchakoshas like how we do in the basic classes. It's already understood, we know the panchakoshas. And when we use this anuvritti vyavritti method or anvya vatireka method, and we analyze the swapna avastha, dream state, for understanding the time bound nature of the sthula shariram. Therefore, there negate sthula shariram as mithya, because it is time bound, it is not there. See, vyavritti vishaya. Then atma is there. So atma it obtains, which is present in during the presence of the physical body. You see both atma and anatma together being present in the waking state. In the dream state, atma continues to be present, but this sthula shariram is absent. We see the atma, the presence of the atma, being qualified by the absence of the anatma sthula shariram in the sukshma, in the swapna avastha. The same way, this sukshma shariram also, consisting of the three, otherwise called three layers of personality also, is present in this swapna avastha, but in sushupti avastha, in deep sleep state, sukshma shariram also is absent. You see the presence of the atma qualified by anatma in terms of sukshma shariram in deep sleep state. Then in sushupti avastha, you have atma with atma endowed with what? Avidya. Avidya is what? The total ignorance, the ignorance of this existence of one's own self, ignorance of the existence of the world, the total ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state is a state of mind. Avidya is a state of mind. And that avidya is there in deep sleep state. The atma also is there. But in the jnana, in the wake of the knowledge of the self, you see, the ignorance, avidya, is also received. When you know, in the wake of knowledge of your own self, you know what you are, you also know what this universe is, you know what Ishvara is. In the wake of the knowledge of the self being the consciousness, you can understand you are this Atma, you understand the whole Jagat is Atma, and also what Ishvara is also Atma. So, Paramatma, Jiva Atma, Jagat, all are what? One and the same reality, Brahma. Then, you don't see Avidya also. So, Avidya, which is the Karna Shariram, otherwise called Anandamaya Kosha. Therefore, all the three bodies become negated as Vyavritti Vishayas, which have only discontinuous existence, not continuous existence. And what enjoys a continuous existence, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, is the Atma, Atma Satyam, Atma alone is Brahma. Atma means what here? The Jiva Swarupam, the Chaitanyam is the Param Brahma. Jiva Swarupam, Param Brahma, Chaitanyam eva Param Brahma. Then Param Brahma eva, all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, our Atma. We arrive at it, which means we distinguish the self from the non-self. Why do we need to use this method? Because physically we cannot separate. The physical separation, physical distancing is not possible. Only cognitively we discern the self from the non-self. Once you discern the self, I understand the distinguished self, though physically non-distancible, but this self being this untainted, untouched self is what? The pure consciousness, which is Brahma, all-pervasive reality, the nature of limitlessness. You understand. Now, that is said in the, now we have to do the 42nd verse. And what is anuvritti, what is vyavritti, and what is anvayaha, what is vyatireka? We saw that the presence of Atma qualified by the absence of anatma in each state of experience, understanding of the comprehension of the presence of the Atma qualified by the absence of anatma in terms of the physical body or hatal body or even gross causal body in different states, isn't it? Is called what? Anvayaha. And understanding of the absence of anatma qualified by the presence of atma in different states called what? Vyatireka. So you understand, Atma alone is there always. Atma alone is not negated, therefore Atma is Satyam. If you understand, we saw that in the 41st verse. And the word Samadhi, we were going to understand very clearly how Samadhi has to be understood in terms of Vedanta. Not in the light of Yoga Shastram, but in the light of Vedanta Shastram, we have a different understanding of the word Samadhi. We'll see later on. But here, the 41st verse, the meaning of Samadhi is what? Jnanam. So, Jnanam means Aham Brahma Asmi. When that clear vision is there, then we see Atma is qualified. We see the presence of the Atma being qualified by the absence of Anatma in terms of Avidya. That is Vyatireka we saw. Okay, now let's go to the 42nd verse. Read the 41st verse once. Sushupya bhane bhanantu samadhavatmanonvayah Vyatirekastvatma bhane sushupya navabhasanam. In this 41st verse, Sushupti, Sushuptyabhane, the word Sushupti means avidya. Please understand, be careful. Sushupti is a deep sleep state and which stands for total ignorance, which is avidya. So avidya is equal to the state of mind. If a Sushupti, abhane, then the avidya is also is absent. But avidya does not shine means avidya is not there anymore. It is not there. When it is not there, samadho. Atmanaha samadho. Atmanaha samadho means in atma jnanam, in the wake of the self knowledge, there is absence of Atma Jnanam. Atma Jnanam and Atma Jnanam cannot coexist. Like darkness and light cannot coexist. Therefore, when there is self-knowledge, what is not there is self-ignorance. Therefore, Atmanaha Samadho, in the wake of the knowledge of the self, Sushupti abhanam means what now? Absence of the ajnanam. Therefore, that the presence of the, we see the there is a presence of the knowledge qualified by the absence of the ignorance in the wake of knowledge is called what? Anvayaha. Then what is Vyatirekaha? To ఆత్మనః భానే సుషుప్తి అనవభాసనం. సో అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది కాంప్రిహెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ క్వాలిఫైడ్ బై ది అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అజ్ఞానం. ది ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ జ్ఞానం. యు సీ ఆత్మ బీయింగ్ దేర్, ఆత్మ అలోన్ ఈస్ దేర్, అనాత్మ ఇన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవిద్య ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్. The wake of the knowledge of the self, in the presence of the absence, the absence of the ignorance is qualified by the presence of the Atma, that is Vyatirekaha. The understanding of the absence of the ignorance qualified by the presence of the Atma is what? Vyatirekaha. Okay, Anvaya Vyatireka method is used. So Panchakosha Viveka has been done. How? By Hariratraya Viveka. By the analyzing the three Shariams, you analyze the three, five layers of personality. Therefore you negated them as Anatma, arrived at the Atma being Brahman. It is fine. Now, well, let us see this. By discerning the Chaitanyam, the self being the consciousness, discern the Atma from the Anatma. So what happens now after discerning? So by cognitively discerning the Atma, distinguishing the Atma from the Anatma, using this Anuyatireka method through Panchakosha Prakriya, what happens? Let us see the next verse. Yatha munjadishi kaivam, yatha munjadishi kaivam, atma yukya samudhrutaha, atma yukya samudhrutaha, sharirat త్రితయాధీరైహి, శరీరత్రితయాధీరైహి పరం బ్రహ్మైవ జాయతే, పరం బ్రహ్మైవ జాయతే. సో ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫ్రూట్ ఆఫ్ డిసర్నింగ్ ది ఆత్మా ఫ్రమ్ అనాత్మా ఈస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్. What is the use of distinguishing the self from the non-self, Atma from the Anatma? Let us mention this 42nd verse. Yatha munjadishi kaivam Atma yukya samudhrutaha Shariratritaya dhiraihi పరం బ్రహ్మైవ జాయతే. సి ఆత్మ సముద్ధృత, ఆత్మా సముద్ధృత. సో ది ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ రియాలిటీ అప్టైనింగ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ అస్ ద ఇన్నర్ మోస్ట్ ఎసెన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ ది absolute reality, that Atma, the consciousness, samudhrutaha. See, dhrutaha means held. Dhruta is a past passive participle. The passive used in the sense of an adjective here. Dhrutam means held. Held. Dhrudhatu. No, dhrutam means held. Dhrutaha, here Atma is held. How it is held? Udhrutaha. It has been lifted up, taken up. Udhruta means what? Lifted up. Physically, it is like when you say jalam udhrutam, means what? Two meanings here. When you jalam udhruta means water is lifted up from the well, drawn from the well. when the water is taken from the well, it is separated from, physically separated from the well, isn't it? Water which was in the well is taken up, lifted up in a bucket, drawn, okay? Jala uddharanam, jala means uddhrutam, taken up from, somebody falls into the ocean and somebody, other person goes and, you know, swims and brings the person outside of the ocean. That is called uddharanam. But here, this uddharanam is not physical separation. Atma uddharanam is not physical separation. When you say a water is distinct from the form and name, wave or ocean, when you say, that's jala uddharanam only. It is not the lifting up of water from the well, like lifting up of water from the name and form ocean. Okay, tarangat samudrat jala uddharanam means what? You are distinguishing the water from the form and name ocean is what? Uddharanam. But here, sam uddharanam, dharanam, uddharanam, samuddharanam means without any doubt, when you say water is not the wave, when you say water is distinct from the wave and ocean, when you say it is uddharanam, water is not the wave and ocean, when you say samuddharanam, water is not form and name ocean, water is not the form and name wave, it is a, you have not physically separated the water at all. Physical separation is not possible, not necessary, but it is cognitively, intellectually, you have discerned the water being the very reality, but which is not the form and name ocean, without which form and name ocean cannot be there at all. That water is called what? Samudharanam. Clearly, doubtlessly distinguishing the water from the form and name ocean is called what? Samudharanam. Samyak uddharanam, the cognitive segregation of the water from the form and name. In the same way, the pure consciousness, shuddha chaitanyam, which pervades in and through the body, mind, sense complex, pervades in and through the three bodies, which pervades in and through the everything, which is physically non-distensible, non-separable, inseparable from the body, mind, complex. The consciousness is distinct from the, is consciousness is the all-pervasive reality, obtaining in every individual as the innermost essence. Therefore, impuratam atma, the consciousness, is distinct from the body, mind, and complex, even though it is not distant, but still, that atma, the consciousness, is not the annamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya, is not sthula, sukshma, karna, shariram, is distinct from all of them. It's called what? This distinguishing the atma from anatma is called uddharanam, samuddharanam. He says, atma samudhrutaha. Atma has been very carefully, prudently, clearly distinguished from the anatma, the three bodies or five layers of personality. How? Yuktya. Yuktya means not illogically, not simply as, just because we like to distinguish, simply we are not saying here, logically, used through reasoning. Yuktihi means reasoning. Yuktya means through reasoning, logically. Yuktya, logically, through reasoning, atma has been cognitively distinguished from the anatma in terms of three bodies or five layers of personality. Which logic here? Which logic has been used? Anvaya Vyatireka logic. Using the Anvaya Vyatireka logic, through the analysis of five layers of personality, or you can say three bodies, Atma has been distinguished cognitively. Like what he says, Munjat Ishika Ishika Iva. See, Munjaha is a name of a particular grass. Munjaha. Munjaha. Do you know when you use Munjaha? Munjaha, when you use? Vaidika should know.
One second. Upanayanam.
Every year, Avanayana Samaya also you are supposed to use. If you don't get an Australia, that's a different thing. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Munjaha is the name of the grass. And in that grass, in between, in the middle of that grass, there is something very soft, delicate portion at a stalk is there. It's called Ishika. That from the munjaha, munjat, when you want to remove the ishika, you can't just do it roughly. No, when you want to take, suppose some branch is broken, when the wind is blowing, the branches and the trees get broken. Then you want to remove the hanging branch. How do you pull it? Not softly. Forcefully, you have to really pull the branch, the hanging branch, so it won't fall on anybody's head. Because a heavy grass stuff, isn't it? You can pull it forcefully. But here, you can't do the same way. You cannot remove that ishika. To remove the ishikam from the munja grass, because a very soft, delicate stalk of that grass, you have to carefully remove it so that the edges of that munja will not cut, cause any really wound in your finger. Because you are yatha munjat ishika iva. How carefully you remove this stalk of the munja grass, the ishika, stalk of the munja grass known as ishikam, how carefully it is removed. In the same way, you are not physical, it's not a physical distancing of the Atma from Anatma, it's a cognitive distinguishing. It is not physical distancing, but cognitive distinguishing of the Atma from the Anatma has been done logically using this Anvivatireka method and through the analysis of Panchakoshas or three bodies. And from what it Atma has been distinguished here? Sharira Tritayat. Sharira Tritayam. Tritayam means threefold bodies. So, Sharira Tritayam, the gross body, subtle body and causal body. And these three, from the three bodies means, it implies what? From fivefold experiences every individual has. So, five layers of personality. Sharira Tritayat. Atma udhrut samudrutaha. Atma has been distinguished from the anatma, the threefold bodies, logically through the Anvivatireka method, by analysis of five layers of personality, like the ishika, carefully removed from the munja grass. When that Atma is distinguished carefully, and what happens, that Atma param brahmaiva jayate. Atma, the jayate literally means he is born. Atma is born as Brahman, don't say that. Atma becomes Brahman itself, means Atma become Brahma? No. Atma is Brahma. Atma was Brahma, Atma is Brahma, Atma will ever be Brahma. Atma and Brahman are one and the same reality, implied by two different words. The same Brahma, the same Chaitanyam, Satchitanandam Vastu, is implied by two words, Atma and Brahma, in terms of its nature. In terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, and obtaining as innermost essence, it implied by the term Atma. In terms of its nature of limitlessness, infinitude, it implied by the term Brahma. Vastu is the same, but the implying words are two. Therefore, Atma was, is, will ever be Brahman. Atma does not become Brahma. But this recognition of an Atma distinguished from Anatma cognitively, being identical with Paramatma, is called what? Atma becoming Brahman. Atma does not become, cannot become Brahma. Atma is already Brahma. Which means, what happens here? Nothing happens. Atma does not become Brahma. Only one thing happens is, the perspective change happens. Perspective change happens means what? Here, the wrong notions entertained about the self become resolved. The resolution of the wrong notions That resolution happens. Resolution of the wrong, erroneous notions about the self entertain the mind, they resolved. When they resolve, Atma being already Brahman becomes evident. Atma does not become Brahma. Atma being none other than Brahman becomes clear when the wrong notions about the self are resolved. When they do the resolve, when you distinguish the Atma from Anatma. So, then Param Brahma Iva Jayate. Okay. Now, Atma is Brahma. How do you understand? How do you establish it? Now, hereafter, 43rd verse onwards, until the 48th verse, in 6 verses, Tattvamasi Mahavakya Vichara is presented. Why it is presented? You have distinguished the Atma from Anatma in terms of 5 layers of personality or three bodies. But the same Atma, the same reality, the consciousness, distinguished from Anatma, is Brahma. Identical with the self of an individual is a self of the entire cosmos, the self of all the beings. That how are you going to establish? For which Tattvamasi Mahavakya Vichara is presented here from the 43rd verse. Okay, distinguishing the Atma itself is not enough. At least now you are very clear. You have done the samudharanam. You have churned the mind. Okay. You have distinguished the Atma. Now Atma is standing like this. Okay, fine. Atma is definitely not the body imagines complex. That is very clear. Even though you are distancing it. But that Atma is Brahma. They say Atma is the only Atma of the entire universe. And that Atma is otherwise called Ishvara also. Jiva, Jagad, Ishvara, Swarup, Aikyam. Swarupa, Ekata has been established, for which Tattvamasi Mahavakyam is discussed here. From this words onwards. Okay. Paraparatmano Revam. Paraparatmano Revam Yukti युक्त्या संभावितैकता तत्त्वमस्यादिवाक्यैः भागत्यागेन लक्ष्यते I have not explained one word in the first verse, previous verse, dhiraihi. So dhiraihi munjat ishikaiva. Munjat ishikaiva atma yuktya sariratritayat dhiraihi samudhrataha. Atma param brahmaiva jayate. Again, whoever distinguishes the atma, thereby discovers the atma being identical with Brahma, is the dhiraha. Dhiraha, actually, the word dhiraha, Maitreya had told you in the class, ajnani is the dhiraha. And I only in Chandogya Bhashyam, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning of his word dhiraha. No, dhiyam rati iti dhiraha, that meaning is given only there. Dhihi, intellect, rati means protects. The one who protects one's mind is called dhiraha. The mind is disturbed, agitated, frightened, and all time there's a discomfort. That is unprotected mind. Ajnana yuktam manaha is unprotected mind. Where there is suffering, mental agony, samsara bhayam is there, that mind is what? Unprotected mind. Where there is jnanam, where there is no bhayam, where there is no fear, where there is no anxiety, where all the sixfold enemies have been defeated, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi, the emotions have been completely resolved. See, defeating the asuras means what? Defeating these sixfold enemies means having the sixfold enemies resolved for good. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsaryadi, all of them, the sixfold enemies are resolved for good. They cannot rise. The desire cannot rise. Likes and dislikes cannot rise. Lobha, moha, madha, matsaryam cannot rise. How can there be delusion where there is no ignorance? How can there be jealousy, hatred, anger where there is no ignorance? They're all ajnana putraha, ajnana pautraha, isn't it? Ajnana vamshinaha. So they all only ajnana, only ignorance is there, they'll all be there hanging around the grandfather, isn't it? But when the ajnana is resolved, all these also will be resolved for good. When all of them are resolved, that mind is what? Absolutely peaceful mind. And absolutely peaceful mind is the mind which is free from fear of death also. And the fearless, absolutely peaceful mind is the well-protected mind. That is, mind is what? Where ignorance is resolved, ignorance-caused problems are also resolved, it's a protected mind. And if a wise person is said to be a dhiraha, dhiraha means one who has protected his mind. Okay, that's dhiraha. So, dhiraihi, by these wise people, self has been distinguished from the non-self, and that self is what? None other than Brahman. Is the 42nd verse. Okay. Now we'll read the 43rd verse. Para apara atmanoho para paratmano revam para apara atmanoho ekata sambhavita. Para apara atmanoho means of the, see, Ekata means oneness. Aikyam is a neuter gender word. Ekata is a feminine gender word. Ekata, aikyam means what? Because you know the word aikyam. Aikyam, aikyam means oneness. Neuter gender word. Ekata also means oneness. It is a feminine gender word. Stilinga shabda. So ekata is equal to aikyam. Aikyam sambhavitam. Or ekata sambhavita. Now, sambhavitam is what now? Now, it has been arrived at. Sambhavita means has been established, arrived at. What has been arrived at now? Oneness has been arrived at. Oneness of what? Oneness of what? Oneness of ji para apara atmanoho. Para atma means paramatma. Apara atma means jivatma. So, para apara atmanoho ekata sambhavita means the oneness of the jiva ishvara aikya, oneness of jivatma paramatma swarupam, or oneness of jivatma and paramatma has been arrived at, established, attained. How? Yuktya, logically arrived at. Okay, you arrived at it now. Tattvamasyadi vakyaihi, and what has been now logically arrived at here? The oneness of the jivatma and paramatma, the oneness of the truth of the individual and the total have been arrived at logically. That same is revealed, taught by tattvamasyadi Mahavakyams. You know very well, Mahavakyam is a statement revealing the identity between Jivatma and the Paramatma. Therefore, Tattvam Asyadi means what? Not only one Mahavakyam, so many Mahavakyams are there. Of them, four are very important, four are, you know, always presented as a sample for each Veda. And Tattvam Asyadi, through all the Mahavakyams such as Tattvamasi, this oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma, which has been arrived at now, is also revealed. And how it is revealed here? How Tattvamasyadi Mahavakyams, how these Vedic declarations such as Tattvamasi, etc., reveal the oneness of the Jivatma and Paramatma. He says, he mentions the name of the Lakshanam. We have three, four Lakshanams. Jahal Lakshanam, Ajahal Lakshanam, and Jaha Jahal Lakshanam. Jahal Lakshana, Ajahal Lakshana, and Jaha Jahal Lakshana. Jahati means gives up. Okay, ajahat, so jahat lakshana means you leave some, okay, when you want to establish, we'll see the jahal lakshana, ajahal lakshana later on. You know, jaha jahal lakshana, let us take that first. The jaha jahal lakshana is also called what? Bhagatyaga lakshana. Jaha jahal lakshana is also known as Jaha Jahal Lakshana, is also known as Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Bhagatyaga Lakshana. This Lakshana, to understand this first, let me tell you. We every day in our day-to-day life, we use this Lakshana. If you ask me how we use that before going to the Mahavakyam, we'll understand this here. If I tell you, I am going to India on 15th, means you understand what? The whole, I am means, I stands for what? The whole physical body is going to India. Atma, Anatma is going, isn't it? Atma, Dhanatma is going. Atma is not going, But in Atma, Anatma is going whole, all three bodies, you know, and with Atma is traveling. Suppose we tell you, I am speaking to all of you. When I say I am speaking to all of you now, even though I say I am speaking to all of you now, you all definitely know you are taking only one aspect of the individual as the speaker. Even though I say I am going to India, when I say you know what to take, isn't it? You don't leave anything here. When I say I am speaking to all of you now, you leave my physical body. One aspect of the individual you are leaving now. Definitely, you know, body is not speaking, head is not speaking, nose is not speaking, ears are not speaking, hands are not speaking, trunk is not speaking, because the body is not speaking. Even though you understand, I am speaking to all of you, means, you know, body, you leave my body, you leave my mind also, you leave my sense powers also, you leave my other all panas also. You leave all of them. It's leaving is called what? Jahati. It's called Tyaga. It's called leave. You leave all these aspects called Tyaga. Bhagasya Tyagaha. The one full individual. You do the Tyaga. You leave aside the physical body, etc. Only one aspect you retain. What is that? The organ of speech. When I say I am speaking to all of you, you know my organ of speech is involved in the function of speaking. Isn't it? Who is the speaker here? Speaker I here. There you take only the organ of speech. You don't take everything. You take one aspect of the individual as the meaning of the word I am speaking to all of you means, you take the one aspect of the individual, the organ of speech, as the meaning of the word I, but you leave other aspects of the individual, other components of the individual. You retain one aspect, one component, and you leave aside other components of the individual. You're leaving physical body, you're leaving pranas, you're leaving sense organs, you're leaving mind, you're leaving even other organs of actions, you are retaining only the organ of speech. It's called what? Bhagasya Svikaranam, Bhagasya Tyagaha. You retain one aspect, you leave the other aspects in keeping with the context. Now I say, when I'm talking to you, I'm not keeping my eyes closed. I'm speaking to you all, keeping my eyes open, seeing you all. I am seeing you all. Means what? I'm speaking to you all. I'm speaking to all of you. I'm seeing you all while speaking. Means, when I say I am seeing, in that sentence, that I refers, when I say I is identified with what? You will not take my body. You will not take my organ of speech. You will not take my pranas or mind. You identify my I with, I sense with the eyes alone. Which part, which aspect of the individual you are taking? The seeing power alone you take. You will leave the rest of the components of the individual. Isn't it? I'm seeing you all means what? Body is not the seer. Mind is, okay? Here, not the pranas. Then who is seer here? Actually, it's eyes. When I'm talking to you all, seeing you all when I'm talking, I place my mind in the teaching, means what? very clear. You understand when I say I am with you, with the teaching means I am with the teaching, I am not anywhere else means what? I take only the mind aspect. In the same way, I give another example also. I went to the shop, I bought two bananas. One banana I ate, I gave another banana to the cow. Cow ate one banana, I ate one banana. When I say, you can understand where is Bhagatyaga Lakshana. When I ate a banana, I removed the peel, I ate only the banana, not the peel, isn't it? When the cow ate a banana means what? Cow ate a banana, I ate a banana. What is the difference? When the cow ate a banana, you say, you take the banana as the whole banana, you don't leave anything behind there. You take the whole banana cow ate. When I say, I ate a banana, you definitely know what? You don't think that I ate a whole banana with the peel also, like a cow. In my expression, I ate a banana, in eating a banana, you know which part of the banana you take. One part of the banana, you leave. The peel part of the banana, you leave. And the fruit part of the banana, you take. It's called what? Bhagatyaga. Leaving one aspect of the object and taking one aspect. It's called Bhagatyaga. In the same way, let me tell you here, a simple Pujami's example is there. I ate a nice, Salem Mambalam, mango fruit. I ate a mango fruit. Means you all know very well what? Nobody eats a seed. I ate a mango means you know which part of mango I ate. You mentally remove the seed. Somebody ate a mango means definitely the person would not have eaten the seed unless he is mad. You eat only the pulp part of the mango. You know that. It's called Bhagatyaga. Now, so Bhagatyaga means leave aside one aspect and take only one aspect into the account. Called Bhagatyagaha. So here Bhagatyaga Lakshana is used, which also called Jaha Jahal Lakshana. I'm not going into the Jahal Lakshana now. Let us do this now. First let us finish this Mahavak Vichara, then we go afterwards, after the 48th verse. So when you take Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, take that word first, Mahavakyam, the Tat is a third person singular pronoun which stands for Ishvara. And Tvam is a second person singular pronoun which stands for an individual Jiva. Who is a Jiva? Who is an individual? Individual is also Atma. Individual is also what? The many individuals are composition of many components, many aspects. Gross body alone is not an individual. Huddle body alone is not an individual. Individual means physical body, huddle body, causal body plus Atma, the consciousness, constitute the individual. So what is an Ishvara? Ishvara means not just the consciousness alone, not the existence alone. Similarly, we have the Sthula Prapancha, Sukshma Prapancha, Karana Prapancha plus Atma is what? Is a Ishvara. So the Atma plus causal universe is equal to, okay, say Maya is equal to Ishvara. Atma plus subtle gross causal body is equal to individual. So individual also is of many components. Ishvara also is with other components. So when you say from the stand, it's like saying when a wave and ocean, when you say wave is ocean, it's an equation. Like Tattvamasi means what? You are that Lord. You are Ishvara. You are Parambrahma. Tat Brahma Tvamasi. You are that Brahman. Means the equation, whereas you are equated to Brahman, equated to Ishvara. Jivatma is equated to Paramatma. Like what? When you say wave is ocean, wave is equated to the ocean. Similarly, you the Jiva are Brahman. You the Jiva are Ishvara. Means you are equated to Jivaha. Jiva is Ishvaraha. Jiva is Brahma. Like what? Wave is ocean. Jiva is Brahma. So you the Jiva are Brahma. Ishvara. Equated. Equation means what? Equation is very word equation should tell you one thing. What is that? If the between the wave and ocean, if only difference is there, equation is impossible. If there is no difference at all, equation is not necessary. Equation is possible only if there is difference as well as non-difference. Isn't it? So, samanvayasya, avashyakata, even the equation is impossible if there is only difference. Equation is not necessary if there is no difference at all. Equation itself is possible only if there is difference as well as non-difference. So, between the wave and ocean, there is difference, is also non-difference. From which standpoint there is difference? The standpoint of form, there is difference. Wave is a small form, ocean is a big form. Because the difference in form and the two different forms are given two different names. The standpoint of form, there is difference. The standpoint of name, there is difference as wave form, ocean form. There are different differences there. But from which standpoint is non-difference? From the standpoint of the vastu, that which alone is. Vastu means what? Vastu means, Sanskrit is very expressive language. That which alone is vastu. That which alone is in the form of the wave, that without which the form wave cannot exist at all, that which alone is in the form of the ocean, that without which the form ocean cannot exist at all, is the vastu. The standpoint of the vastu, which is water, the H2O, wave and ocean are one. One means what? Non-different, non-separate. So wave is ocean from the standpoint of water. Wave is different from the standpoint of name and form. Okay, therefore, now when you say wave is ocean, you are doing what? You are using the Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana. You are leaving the form, name and form aspect of wave and ocean. If you take the wave and form ocean into account, then you cannot establish the oneness of the wave and water, ocean. You cannot establish the equation between wave and ocean. So, if you take the form and name into account, you cannot say wave is identical with ocean. Therefore, form and name you negate. And which standpoint you take? From this, you take the water standpoint. The standpoint of the water, wave is ocean. So, which aspect of the wave and ocean you are taking into account? which aspect of the wave and ocean you are leaving aside. Bhaga is taken, bhaga is tyajyate. Bhagaha swikriyate, bhagaha tyajyate. Bhagasya tyaga, bhagasya swikaranam. One aspect is taken, according to account, one aspect is left aside. So, nama rupa aspect you are leaving aside, water aspect you are taking into account. This card word, when you take the water aspect alone into account, then you leave aside the form and name aspect, then you can establish, you can say what? Wave is what? Wave is ocean. Wave is ocean. Wave identical with ocean. From the standpoint of the water, the reality, and the standpoint of the Namarupa, wave is different from the ocean. So here, Bhagaha is taken, Bhaga is left aside. Bhaga means what? Now, one aspect is taken into account, one aspect is left aside. So here also, in the same way, Bhagatyaga Lakshanaya. Now, from the standpoint of the form and name is what here? You are different from Ishvara, no doubt. You are different from Ishvara from the standpoint of form and name. Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram, the standpoint of Harirams, you are different from Ishvara. The whole Vishwarupam, it is small rupam. From the standpoint of Atma, the consciousness, Jiva Swarupam is also consciousness. Ishvara Swarupam also is consciousness. The standpoint of the reality of the Jiva, reality of Ishvara, which is one and the only reality consciousness, say what? Jiva is non-separate from Ishvara. Jiva is identical with Ishvara. You give two different names. Jiva Atma. Same Atma, the all-pervasive reality alone, which is of the nature of limitlessness, Brahman alone, is implied by the adjective Jiva because when it is identified with the small individual body mansions complex. The same consciousness associated with the whole cosmos, all the beings, is given the title Parama Atma. So, Paramaha and Jivaha are two adjectives attributed to the one and the same Atma, the consciousness, from the standpoint of the Upadis. The individual body mind and complex is the upadi, the consciousness associated with, identified with the individual body mind and complex with this form gets the name Jiva. The same consciousness identified with the total universe gets the name Ishvara or Paramatma. For there is the Paramaha, Jivaha are all temporary qualifications. In keeping with what the reality is identified with. Isn't it? Water is given the name ocean, same water gets the name wave in keeping with what it is identified with. The water is identified with the small form, it gets the name wave. The same water identified with the big form gets the name ocean. The names are different because of the forms it's identified with, basically in the standpoint of the very water, which has no form, the formless water, you say what? It is neither the wave nor the ocean, it is the reality. In the same way, in the standpoint of the water, wave is ocean. In the same way, you the Jiva, from the standpoint of the reality, the consciousness, or Paramatma, Ishvara, you are Ishvara, you are Brahma. The standpoint of Namarupa, you are an individual different from Ishvara, the whole, total. So which standpoint you are different from which standpoint you are non-different. Which means one aspect of the Ishvara and Jiva you have to leave aside. Namarupa aspect of the Jiva you leave aside. Namarupa aspect of the Ishvara also you leave aside. And the consciousness, the reality aspect of the Jiva you take and you see the same reality being the reality of Ishvara also. In fact, reality is one. The standpoint of the reality aspect, Jiva is identical with Ishvara. So one aspect, the Anatma aspect you leave, Atma aspect you take. Form and name aspect you leave aside, you take the consciousness aspect. It's called what? Bhaga Tyaga Lakshana. From one standpoint, from which standpoint you are doing it, you have to understand. So using this, so Bhagatyaga Vrittihi, you can say that Bhagatyaga Vrittihi, Bhagatyaga Lakshana. So using this method of Bhagatyaga Lakshana, you understand what? Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Which means, you the Jiva or Brahma, Ishvara, you are non-separate from Ishvara, you are identical with Ishvara, in where you are Ishvara. You were Ishvara, you are Ishvara, you will ever be Ishvara. The seeming difference between you the Jiva and Ishvara, there is never a distance. Never were you distant from Ishvara. So you cannot merge with Ishvara, you cannot become one with Ishvara, you cannot, you know, unite with Ishvara, because you were, you are, you'll ever be Ishvara. Ever, you're always Brahma. But there's a seeming distance between you and Ishvara. The seeming distance between you and Ishvara is, there's no real distance between you and Ishvara. The seeming distance between you and Ishvara is caused by ignorance. If there's real distance, it cannot ever become what? You cannot become one. There's no real distance between you and Ishvara. But there's a seeming distance, the seeming difference caused by ignorance. Therefore, when ignorance is resolved, you understand yourself being identical with Ishvara. Through Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Without, now when you say wave is ocean, physically you are not doing anything. You are not undoing the wave form and name, nor can you do anything with the ocean form and name. Absolutely, it is cognitive. The pure is a cognitive appreciation of the Jiva identical with the ocean through the understanding of the water being the reality of both the forms, wave form and the ocean form. Similarly, here also you understand all pervasive reality, the consciousness, which alone is in the form of the existence of everything here, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is what actually is one and the only reality of every individual and the entire cosmos also. You leave us from the standpoint of form and name, definitely there's Jiva Ishvara Bheda, which is seeming difference, seeming distance. The standpoint of reality, you were, you are, will ever be Ishvara. You are non-separate from, you are Brahma. Tad Brahma Tvamasi. Chandogya comes Shweta Keto. Swamiji's expression, when Swamiji taught first Upanishad, Tattvamasi Shweta Keto. I like Swamiji's voice. I miss that voice now. Tattvamasi Shweta Keto. When he comes to that line, he'll say that. Anyway, so here, that is what now. Tattvamasyadi Mahavakyehi. bhagatyaga lakshana, using this bhagatyaga lakshana, tattvamasi, all these mahavakyams reveal the oneness of the jivatma and paramatma, oneness of the individual and the total. Are you yourself being paramatma, param brahma, chaitanyam? Therefore, and how this, so we don't need to break our heads now. Know why? Very easy. In all, how tattvamasi mahavakyam, how to analyze the mahavakyam. So analysis of the mahavakyam tattvamasi, actually in Chandogya Upanishad, understanding will be much better when you do this Panchadashi. Vidyaranya Swami is like, no, peel all the, peel the banana, and somebody comes, cuts the banana into pieces and puts into your mouth. It's difficult for you to gulp. You're asked to go and grow banana plant and make it a big tree and wait for the fruits to, the tree to yield the banana and wait for, my God, so long. And one day the fruits will come, they'll be unripe, then they have to wait for the fruits to become ripe, then you have to protect them from all the pain, then after you cut it and you keep it, then pluck it, then peel the banana, and then you have to eat, means so long. But somebody comes and gives you, how? Peeled, cut into pieces, pork also is there. You have to just push it. How, what difficult it is. So Vidyaranya Swami makes all that for us. I tell you, if you ask me, who do you think you should really revere so much after Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada? To my knowledge, even Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada becomes much clear because of Vidyaranya Swami. Amazing. The person who lived in this century. In Sringeri, that's why when I go to Sringeri, for me, I see Acharyas, because for me, this is the place Vidyaranya Swami lived once upon a time. The very thought makes me feel so. So that's why I always love to go to Sringeri. One of the reasons, because the Mahatma Vidyaranya Swami lived there. Of course, Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada's feet touched the land. That's a different thing. Too far. But Vidyaranya Swami, whose language is so clear and so beautiful and so vivid and so clear, so profound, and such a Mahatma lived in that place. That makes me feel really nice about Sringeri. Anyway. This is my personal attachment to those things. I don't want to make you feel bored with those stories. Anyway, so let us do this now. So he says, tas tattvamasyadi vakyaihi, this para apara atmanoho ekata, this oneness of the individual self, you, and the total self, the God, Ishvara, or Paramatma, has been established logically now, and which is the same ekata, the same oneness, logically established, also revealed by the Mahavakyam, the Vedic declarations, achasattvamasi, through the Bhagatyaga Lakshana, through this Lakshana called Bhagatyaga Lakshana. Now, how through the Bhagatyaga Lakshana, how this, the oneness of the reality of the individual and the total is established, the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam Vichara. Mahavakya, which analysis of the Mahavakyam is presented here in this following 4-5 verses, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48. 4 plus 5, yeah, 5 verses. Until we come to 48th verse, we have only மகாவாக்கிய விசாரஹா. தத்துவமசி மகாவாக்கிய விசாரஹா. வாட் டஸ் விசாரா டூ? இட் இஸ் ரீஎஸ்டாப்ளிஷஸ், எஸ்டாப்ளிஷஸ், இட் ரிவீல்ஸ் தி ஃபேக்ட் ஆஃப் யுவர் செல்ஃப் பீயிங் ஆல்ரெடி பிரம்மன். It is not make, it doesn't make you Brahman. It reveals the fact of yourself being already the absolute reality, the Paramatma, the Ishwara. You are identical with the Lord. There is no Lord other than the Self, which is yourself. When you say Aham Brahmasmi, no, I the self am consciousness, the existence, which are limitlessness, then you cannot say that. That is purely for understanding. Now to do the equation, you should know what is Ishvara, what is Jiva. How when you say individual, you understand what is individual. Individual means the gross body, subtle body, causal body and atma together constitute individual. That way, first he presents who is Ishvara. What is that you call Ishvara? That is said in the following verse. What are all the components which constitute Ishvara? When you say ocean, how do you say, what is ocean? If you ask, what will you say? What will be your answer? What is ocean? If I say, we say ocean is water, that's the right answer. That's the more right answer. If we say what is ocean, you should have to say what? Water alone is not ocean. Water plus form and name is equal to ocean. So what are all the factors which constitute ocean? Means without water also, mere form and name cannot make ocean. Mere water also, without the form and name, you cannot call it ocean. So water plus form and name is equal to ocean. In the same way, Ishvara means what? That is said here. What is Ishvara? Understand thoroughly here. Jagato yadupadanam. ஜகதோ யதுபாதானம் மாயாமாதாய தாமசி, மாயாமாதாய தாமசி, நிமித்தம் சுத்த சத்வாம் தாம், நிமித்தம் சுத்த சத்வாம் தாம், உச்யதே ப்ரஹ்ம தத்கிரா, உச்சியதே ப்ரஹ்ம தத்கிரா. ஜகதோ யதுபாதானம், ஜகதோ யதுபாதானம் மாயாமாதாய தாமசீம், மாயாமாதாய தாமசீம், நிமித்தம் சுத்த சத்வாம் தாம், சுத்த சத்வாம் தாம், உச்சதே ப்ரஹ்ம தத்கிரா, ப்ரஹ்ம தத்கிரா. He says, hey, what is Brahma? Brahma means Sagunam Brahma. In this context, Brahma means Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means Ishvara. What is Ishvara? What is that which is said to be Ishvara? What is that which is known as Ishvara? Brahma iti uchyate. What is that? He says, jagataha yad upadanam. Upadana means what? The vivarta upadana karanam of jagat, the material cause of the universe. So that which is the material cause of the universe, or you can say that which is the cause of the universe. Upadanam. Which means that without which the universe cannot exist at all. The cause of the universe. Whatever upadana karanam, the consciousness. Mayam adaya. Mayam adaya. Maya here means actually prakriti. So we have threefold prakritis, which we understood in the very, very beginning. Do you remember? Sattva pradhana prakritihi, ajav pradhana prakritihi, tamav pradhana prakritihi. Prakriti, the matter, predominantly sattvic, predominantly rajasic, predominantly tamasic. We have threefold matter, no? Only matter, looked upon as threefold matter. Predominantly sattvic, predominantly rajasic, predominantly tamasic. So, sattva pradhana, shuddha sattva pradhana prakritihi, rajav pradhana prakritihi, tamav pradhana prakritihi, we have this. Hope you remember this. Sattva pradhana prakritihi is called maya. Tamav pradhana prakritihi, rajav pradhana prakritihi is avidya. So tamav pradhana prakriti is called prakriti. Sattva, the predominantly sattvic prakriti matter is called maya. Predominantly rajasic matter, rajav pradhana prakritihi is called avidya. Tamav pradhana prakritihi, predominantly tamasic matter is called prakriti. Hope I'm not confusing you. See, prakritihi is a feminine gender word, which means we call it matter. Very word prakritihi tells what? That which serves as a cause of something, that out of which something is made, is called prakriti. Prakarshena kriyamanatvat. Prakarshena kriyate anaya iti prakritihi. That by which something is made is called material cause. Prakriti. So matter is prakriti. And here, Shastram talks about threefold prakriti. Sattva pradhana prakritihi is given the name maya. Tamav rajav pradhana prakriti is called avidya. Tamav pradhana prakriti is called prakritihi. So maya, avidya, prakritihi, all the three are what essentially matter. Prakriti only. But maya is predominantly sattvic matter. Predominantly rajasic matter is avidya. And predominantly tamasic matter is prakriti. And here, consciousness is one, and before we go to the Mahavaki Vichara, we will start fresh next class. Let me, is a old lesson with which Vidyayana Swami started this very first chapter. I need not repeat it, but I'm repeating because of my own fault of not regularly doing the classes. Sometimes we break. But I remind you. So, Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi Mahaya. The consciousness is one, and the only consciousness, only reality Brahma. This only reality Brahma, associated with Maya, gets the title Ishvara, Paramatma. It's like the water, the H2O, associated with the big form, gets the name ocean. Similarly, here, not a big form here, subtlest form of matter, not a big, okay, subtle. the consciousness associated with subtlest, predominantly sattvic matter, gets the qualification Ishvara. Ishvara is a temporary title attributed to reality in keeping with its association with Maya. Now, the same consciousness associated with predominantly rajasic matter called Rajapradhana Prakritihi called Avidya gets the name Jiva. I think even now it's very clear, isn't it? You leave the Prakriti aspect and take only the consciousness aspect, Jiva and Ishvara are one. Jiva has appeared from Ishvara. Very clear now itself. But Vidyanand Swami is not going to leave us. Four more verses. He'll take five verses and he'll clear it, make it clear. Okay. This consciousness identified with Tamapradhana Prakriti is Jagat. Now, who is Jiva? Who is Jagat? Who is Ishvara? Consciousness is one associated with which Prakriti? Accordingly, that qualification changes. The consciousness associated with the Maya is Ishvara. The consciousness associated with Avidya, Jivaha. And the consciousness associated with the Prakriti, Tamapradhana Prakriti, is Jagat. Therefore, in Ishvara, total jnanam, omniscience, all sarvajnyatvam is because of the subtleness of the sarvajnyatvam, omniscience, omnipotence, all might, all these, attributes, sagunam, sagunaha, gunaha attributed to Ishvara are because of the sattva pradhana prakriti. Now, little knowledge, half-baked knowledge, and all problems, because it's associated with what? Jiva. Avidya. Ardha jnanam, ardha ajnanam. Half knowledge, half ignorance. And all wrong perception. And wrong, all perception of the world, wrong perception of the self, and all confusions and samsara because of the Jiva, Jivatvam. The Jivatvam is because of the association with the Rajapradhana Prakriti. Status. Now, no knowledge, total ignorance. Jagat. Consciousness is, but does no half knowledge, does not total knowledge, of course, is impossible. Total ignorance. Tamapradhana Prakriti. When you say what? Here, there is no knowledge on the part of any plants or even any non-living things also. No plant knows, no animal knows, even though it is alive, there is no knowledge on the part of any animal as I am. There is no knowledge on the part of any stone, etc. Knowledge is, it is not manifest, isn't it? Therefore, consciousness, what is Jagat? Jagat is Brahma. What is Jiva? Is Brahma. Who is Ishvara? Brahma. So, what is there only? Brahma. The Jiva status, Ishvara status, Jagat, everything is Mithya. Without consciousness, Chaitanyam, there cannot be Jiva. Without consciousness, there cannot be Ishvara. Without consciousness, there cannot be Jagat also. Jagat has no independent existence. It's Jiva, Ishvara, Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, Swarupa, Aikya, Jnanam is what? Advaita Darshanam. Okay, it's called vision of the non-duality of the reality. Otherwise, what we will say, oh, Jiva and Ishvara one, what about Jagat? Jagat also is Brahma. Jiva is also Brahma. Ishvara is Brahma. What is there is only Brahma. Three different qualifications given to the reality. The reality gets the qualification Jiva and associated with the avidya. Ajah Pradhana Prakriti. The same reality, consciousness, reality identified with the Maya gets the qualification Ishvara. The same consciousness associated with Tamah Pradhana Prakriti, the predominantly tamasic Prakriti called Prakriti, it gets the what now? Jagat. Remove the Prakriti cognitively. You can never remove the Prakriti physically. Cognitively separate, there's only Brahma. This is with understanding, the very beginning we already have. Now, but we leave the Jagat now. We are going to see how you are that Brahma, which is the truth of self of all the beings, the entire universe. You are that Brahman, which is the truth of everything. So this analysis of the Tattvamasi Mahavakya Vichara, inquiry into the meaning of this Vedic declaration, is discussed in this following verses under the 48th verse, which we'll continue in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.